There was a single city that seems to have been hit the hardest by flooding in Irene. It was Philadelphia. In some place, that city saw the levees reaching, the water levels of the levees reaching 15 feet above normal. That's just a few feet off the record, which was set in 1860. Here's Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter.
I think we're certainly in the B-plus, if not possibly an A category. The plan so far and the coordinated effort with state and federal governments is pretty much working. Shelter set up right in the exact place where they were needed. We did anticipate certainly creeks rising, streams, Delaware and the Schuylkill flooding. Nothing you can really do about that. But the aftermath and the cleanup will be all on top of that as well.
Further north, Vermont is also having huge problems with water. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin says Tropical Storm Irene has produced some devastated places across the state. Joining us now, Kevin Sack, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, and Jeremy Roebuck, writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Kevin, can you kind of give us an idea about where the flooding is at its worst?
Well, that's the interesting thing about this storm, I think, is that it's quite bad over such an enormous sweep of territory. I mean, really, from North Carolina all the way up to Vermont, as you mentioned, the flooding has just been devastating. Even though there's this general sense that the storm did not produce the kind of damage that had been anticipated or at least forecast when everybody was being encouraged to evacuate all along the seaboard, there really is a huge amount of flooding all up and down the coast. And a couple of quick examples to sort of give you a sense for the range of it, we find the flooding both in places that you might expect, like the Outer Banks of North Carolina, which obviously took a direct hit, and where Hatteras Island is now literally cut off from the rest of the world because the only main road from that island to the mainland, which I believe is Highway 12, has just been, you know, completely demolished. It looks like a bomb went off from the pictures that I've seen, and it's unpassable. There's no way of knowing when it might be repaired, and there's 2,500 people on that island who did not evacuate and who now must be serviced by ferry. They're going to bring supplies in, I think, starting today by ferry to keep these people fed and supplied. Then, you know, all the way at the northern end of the country in Vermont, there was just this huge amount of flooding that happened in a hurry yesterday, wiping away covered bridges. I've seen some of the video, and the water is just gushing.
Yeah, the video is stunning. That's Kevin Sack, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Jeremy Roebuck is writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And you're in Philadelphia today. I understand, I'm told, Jeremy, that parts of the city, you can't see the roads anymore. Is that true?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation where, you know, we missed, in a lot of southeastern Pennsylvania, we missed the real brunt from the high winds and the rain from the hurricane. But then throughout the day yesterday, as the water seeped into the rivers and tributaries, you know, the river levels kept rising to levels as high as, you know, 16, 20 feet in some areas. It's pretty bad.
Jeremy, part of the problem with when you have flooding is that it can be a relatively slow-moving disaster. Have all the rivers crested there? Are we at the level, the highest level it will go?
As of late last night, early this morning, most of the rivers had crested and were heading back down. The Delaware River between Pennsylvania and New Jersey is expected to crest sometime this morning into this afternoon at levels around 23 to 30 feet in some areas.
That's Jeremy Roebuck, writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Kevin Sack is also with us from our partner, The New York Times. Kevin, the president said what everyone seems to be saying right now, which is that the hurricane may have moved on, but the disaster is not over. What kind of damage estimates have you seen so far?
It's a little bit too early for that. I did see one estimate, not by a very official source, that put the numbers at around $7 billion. But frankly, anyone that tried to make an estimate at this time is just guessing, because they can't even get to many of these places yet to really assess the damage. There are some governors in North Carolina and Virginia who have done flyovers, but to really get a handle on it is going to take a while. I would expect well into this week.
We're also having many leaders saying that part of the problem is those who didn't obey evacuation orders. Have you seen that as well?
Well, obviously, that's part of the problem in North Carolina on Hatteras Island, as I mentioned, where people are hardy and used to these storms, and they just thought that they would stick it out. It's a little hard to understand why they would, because, frankly, this road has washed out any number of times during previous hurricanes, although perhaps not as badly as this one did. But, yes, those folks are now going to have to be taken care of.
So that's Kevin Sack, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, Jeremy Roebuck, writer for The Philadelphia Inquirer. Most of Philadelphia getting back to work, or is today, Jeremy, going to be the day when everyone's told to stay home?
Actually, most of Philadelphia is expected to get back to work today. Our public transit systems are back open. A lot of schools that were set to open today are actually opening, although people had questions early yesterday. It sounds like things are moving ahead.
That's Jeremy Roebuck, writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Thank you so much. And Kevin Sack, a national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Kevin, are we seeing the worst of the disaster at this point? I'm not trying to downplay what's going on in Vermont and in Philadelphia, but is this it? I mean, or is there other places which have yet to seen the waters rise?
Well, I think there are places where the water hasn't crested yet. Yesterday, the governor of Virginia gave a press conference where he said that the rivers there might not crest until Tuesday. So there's still some possibility of additional flooding. But beyond that, I would expect that we ought to see the water going down pretty quickly today and places starting to dry out.
And probably the warning that Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey gave holds true wherever you are. If you've been told that the area you are in is unsafe because of flooding, you should probably heed that warning and evacuate. Kevin Sack, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Kevin is national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, talking about record flooding in some places like Philadelphia and in areas of Vermont as well.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.